Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. A court in the United States has ruled that the mass indoor rally President Trump is due to hold on Saturday in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, can go ahead as planned despite fears over the spread of coronavirus. Public health officials are concerned there will be no opportunity for social distancing, as our correspondent in Washington, John Sopel, reports.
It's hard to find a single public health official in America who thinks it's a good idea for the event to go ahead. There'll be no social distancing against all government recommendations, and though face masks will be given out to the 19,000 attending, with the president not wearing one and his press secretary saying she won't either, the likelihood is that few in the audience will bother. The Trump campaign, though, is well aware of the dangers. Anyone registering to attend has to accept a disclaimer that you assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. liable for any illness or injury.
Rallies are being held across America to mark Juneteenth, a holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Demonstrations demanding racial justice are taking place in cities including Atlanta, Chicago, New York and Washington. A rally is also being held in Tulsa, ahead of Mr. Trump's arrival there. Juneteenth marks the day on the 19th of June 1865, when slaves were informed they were free, 2 months after the end of the Civil War. The holiday has taken on extra significance this year in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. With the world's worst outbreak of coronavirus outside the United States, Brazil has reached over a million coronavirus cases and almost 49,000 deaths. The country has also hit a new record in the number of cases over 24 hours, with a huge leap of over 20,000. Katie Watson reports.
According to the health ministry, the rise was due in part to several states having trouble in reporting data on Thursday. But the numbers still speak for themselves, as do the death tolls. This has been the fourth consecutive day of more than 1,200 fatalities. The numbers aren't going down, but the country has started to reopen and people are returning to work. It's a deeply concerning combination, and it feels like the authorities are doing very little to stop the advance of the virus.
Katie Watson reporting. The authorities in Mexico City have announced that they're delaying a planned reopening of the economy by a week to give more time for the number of coronavirus infections to drop. Mexico is using a traffic light system, and the mayor, Claudia Sheinbaum, said the city would remain on red until next week. Mexico City is the worst affected area of the country, with more than 5,000 deaths.